you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Believe it or not, it is basketball season here in the local area. Tomorrow, both the USU Eastern men and women's basketball teams will travel to Ephraim. They'll play not one but two games between Friday and Saturday to open up the 2018-2019 campaign. First home game of the season will be next Friday at the BDAC, as both teams will take on Western Wyoming. Joining us right now, live in the studio, to talk a little bit about the upcoming season, we have both Coach Vando and Coach Ray Jones. Guys, it's so great to get you back in. That means basketball season's here. Thank you for the time.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. Here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again. We got Coach Jones back in the studio for a second season. Coach, we'll start with you. I'm sure coming into your second year, it's a little bit more comfortable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I learned a lot last season working alongside Coach. So it's good to be back. It's good.
I'll tell you this much, Coach. You are so involved in the community. You have made such an impact. It seems like you've been here longer than one basketball season. I had to actually go through my notes and make sure. Is that right? Coach Jones has only been here for one year. You've only been here one season so far.
I mean, it's a smaller community, and I like people. So I think just being able to talk to people and joke with people and get to know people, I think that's what it's all about. It's
yeah, you like to joke with people, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm a serious guy.
Yeah. Coach Vando, let's talk about this year's basketball team. Before we get going as far as the season goes, I mean, you guys will start it Friday and Saturday in Ephraim at Snow College. This is basically a completely different team for you guys. I mean, we're talking about 12 freshmen. One of them is a redshirt, obviously, with Pedro Silva. But all in all, we're talking about 12 freshmen and only really two solid contributors from last season returning this year. It's a new group.
Yeah, it's a whole new group. We have, you know, Mattia and Augie as a returners from last year. We have two other transfer kids from Odessa, 6'11", 240. And a kid from NUX school, Chase Berry, our three man. It's challenging, but it's you know, at the same time, you know, exciting to work with, you know, with all these freshmen. They want to learn. They want to, you know, get better every day. Like we have to coach a lot, you know, but you know it's. It's the pleasure, like when you see a group of kids that, you know, they wanna compete, they wanna get better every day, they follow what you tell them to do, you know, they try to do as hard as they can, you know, it's like I said, it's a challenge, put it all together in the same page, and get these guys mature real quick, but like I said, I think, you know, like we have a group of kids that are resilient. They're learning some things every day, and they, so far, they've been working so hard.
Let's talk about the two returners, Coach. Between Mattia and Augie last year combined, we're talking about 25 minutes per game between the two individuals. We saw signs last year where it looked like Augie could be a really solid, productive big in this conference. And with Mattia, there were times last year I was blown away by his court presence out of the backcourt. It kind of had the leadership role. How have these two evolved over the course of the offseason coming into this year?
Well, you know, they did a great job, you know, in offseason. So they work hard, you know, on the weight room. And Mattia, you know, came as a team leader, so he's our team captain right now. And Augie, you know, that's, you know, he is a versatile guy who can play, you know, at the power forward and center. Since we have a 6'11 kid, but when we put him on the bench, you know, he can play back to the basket like he did sometime last year. But also, like one thing that I like on him, he's have a soft touch and can shoot a three. And Mattia came more, how can I say, more, you know, like he grows, you know, so, you know, good, like since, you know, from last year to this year, he matured. And now, like, you know, he's a natural leader, you know, the what he say, you know, the guy's going, you know, is following, you know, what he's saying, and he's been working hard. I think these two guys can, you know, produce, you know, a lot of, you know, like, you know, things for us, like, you know, inside game, outside, you know, defense, rebounds. I think, you know, they're going to be, I think, a really, really good year. They're going to have a really, really good year.
Let's go over to Coach Jones. Coach Vando was talking about some of the sophomores on this year's team, and he mentioned Chase Berry. Talk to me about this kid and what he brings to the table and how much you guys are going to have to rely on him with so few sophomores on this year's squad.
Oh, yeah. Chase, coming from Southwest Oregon, community college, he's obviously had a year of playing at the college level, so he's been exposed already to the physicality, to the speed, and everything else going on. So he has a good build. His frame is a very good frame. He's strong. He's well put together. So he brings a lot of toughness. He can attack the basket. I think if you remember last year, that was one thing that we struggled at, was being able to get fouled or get to the free throw line. Have somebody that could just break the defense down and say, I'll go attack. And so he's strong enough to get in there and finish. He's strong enough on defense to guard multiple positions. I mean, you can put him on two or three. He's quick enough to guard a one. He can bully a four. I mean, he's a big build. So he'll help us all a lot on the defensive end for sure.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Vando and Coach Jones of the USU Eastern men's basketball team. The season will begin this weekend in Snow College in Ephraim. And then, of course, the team will return next week for their first home competition. Coach Jones, I'm going to stick with you for just a moment. If we talk about the camaraderie of the team, one of the interesting aspects of JUCO is the quick turnover. You have a new team basically every year. So, I mean, we're talking about 12 freshmen. Like, that's nothing new for the majority of schools here in this country. But a lot of these kids are coming again from different backgrounds. And that's something that you had a true experience with last season. Where are we at, in the level of the game of getting these kids all on the same page, knowing that they do come from different backgrounds, and the camaraderie? Where are we at this point?
Oh, man, being around the guys, you know, I stay with them. They love each other. I mean, they have jokes on jokes on jokes that they've built with each other already. They have inside jokes with each other that we don't even understand. We come to practice, they'll say something, we'll be like, what? Did you get that? I mean, they really have a good time with each other, and everything translates on and off the court. So, I mean, what they bring off the court, when they bring it on the court, it transfers. I mean, they can talk to each other on the court. You know, if someone's making a mistake, they can come to them in an aggressive fashion or in a gentle fashion. It doesn't matter. They understand each other. So if one guy can be yelled at, the other guys might yell at him. If one guy folds if he gets yelled at, they'll pull him to the side and be like, hey, bro, I need you to do this, all right? So I think camaraderie is a big part of what we do here, and obviously we have a lot of different backgrounds, and so that's important. You got to get guys on the same page. So,
Coach, you've had a lot of experience coaching these kids from these different backgrounds. Does it get easier for you year in and year out to bring in more kids from outside of the country, from different countries?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, Coach Ray said, that's especially, you know, the foreigners, like it's a shock culture, some, you know, for them when they come to America. But, you know, they're going to need sometimes to adjust and all that stuff. But, you know, like, you know, Coach John said, they are get along with each other like since day one. So that's was, you know, me and him, we were most impressed because, like I said, wow, you know, they bond together since, you know, like a first week. So and it's kind of like a rare to, you know, to get, you know, like a 16 guys, you know, like each other, like to hang out on and off the court. You know, when they walk on campus, you know, like a walk like a battalion, like, you know, like a 16 guys, you know, I said, oh man, where are these guys going? So it's nice, you know. I think like now it's just, it matters like just, you know, time for them to, you know, understand each other, on the court and play, you know, as a unit. But I think since the day one, we improved so much. We improved so much, and as a coaching staff, you know, we talk every day about, you know, practice plan and how we doing. And I think, you know, like, yes, sir, I think, you know, this week, you know, especially this week before we started, we got a lot better. So I think we have a long ways to go, yeah, but, you know, we have a lot of room to, you know, to improve, and we can, if these guys, you know, really, really put together, we can really compete.
I know it's difficult to really draw any sort of I guess, solid assessments from jamborees, but you guys have participated in a couple of those. Coach, what stood out to you when you got to see this team on the court against another squad, not your own? I know it's, like I said, the rules are so much different. It's a continuously running clock. But what did you take away from the jamborees with this team?
You know, of course, you know, you see all the teams, like, you know, CSI is being good.
Sure.
You know, Salt Lake is going to be good.
Sure.
You know, Snow, you know, they improved their team from last year. But, you know, to be honest, you know, Jordan, like, we have some pieces this year that we didn't have last year. Like, you know, Coach Jones said about, you know, Chase, we didn't have that guy last year, you know, who can slash through the defense and score, you know, through the contact and all that stuff. We have a bigs this year that can score, you know, on the block. You know, like a bang people right there and intimidate people too, you know. I think, like, you know, if you compare our bigs with CSI and Slow, we are there. You know, I think, you know, our bigs going to be okay. And then we have some guys like, you know, like big guards, like, you know, Philip from, you know, Serbia, that he's a 6'8 kid, you know, and can shoot the ball. And we have some you know, a little bit of athleticism too. That's, you know, make us believe that, hey, you know, like, we are young. Yeah, we are young, but hey, we can you know, if we put all this together, we can compete against, you know, CSI and Salt Lake for sure. Because this year we kind of have the tools that we didn't have last year. And when we saw, you know, this year, I know it's, you know, press season, like you said, jamboree, all that stuff. But, you know, if we compare team by team, I think we, you know, right now, we are there, you know. I think, you know, like, they can be more, like, experienced, like, you know, have, like, some D1 transfers and all that stuff. But, hey, you know, I think we can, you know, have a really good season, if not this year. So I guarantee next year with all the experience, like, we have this 12th, you know, freshman, we just need, you know, like a couple or a few pieces and we're going to be all right.
I want to jump to Coach Jones before we wrap this up. Coach, as we go into the first week at a play of actual basketball, what are you hoping to get out of it? I mean, what's kind of your main point of emphasis as a basketball coach this weekend, knowing it's the first time that these kids are going to play together in an actual game? You got to play back-to-back games as well. What are you looking for as a coach?
I would say looking to that the guys will execute the things that we worked on all this time leading up to this point. I mean, it's no different than going to war. You spend all that time training, you learn different tactics, you learn this, you learn that. And now that you're shooting live ammunition, you hope the guys go into the war using the training that they've been taught. You know what I mean? For better or for worse, you know. And it, like you said, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. There's no substitute for time, you know. We're gonna make mistakes, but we want to be able to develop our identity, what we want to do, what Vando has put in place for the way that we play. That's what we tell guys, play our game. If we try to play someone else's game, we'll lose playing their game. We'll lose playing CSI's game. But if we play USU Eastern game, we can do whatever we want to do. All right, so that, I think that's the biggest thing I think Vando and Curtis and myself would really love to see, is that guys will buy into how we want to play. That's tough-nosed, hard-nosed basketball. Dive on the floor, take a charge, shoot the open shot, create for your brother. Like, that's the type of basketball that we want to play. That's our brand. And so that's, I think, what we're all looking for. And obviously a win. But
yeah, you won. Yeah, right. I mean,
I don't know why I need to say that. Time, yeah. It's like, guys, not all about wins, but let's get a win.
Yeah.
Right. Coach, lastly, before we go, Coach Jones brings up Coach Curtis Conde. You got two assistants on your bench. It has been a very long time since USU Eastern has had two assistants. I think we have to go all the way back, I'm going to say, to Coach Brad Barton the last time we had two assistants.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a very long time.
Yeah.
How much easier does that make your life, having two assistants?
Oh, my God. Like, you know, these guys make, you know, my life so, you know, so much, you know, better, easier. And then, you know, besides that, you know, we have two basketball minds over here. You know, Dad, you know, Jordan, you know, like, I hate to compare, but, you know, we have a great, great, you know, coaching staff right here. So we have a, you know, young guy with a lot of energy, that, but he knows what he's doing over there. And we have an experienced guy who can, you know, be in a D1 and all that stuff and bring more, you know, experience and, you know, to us. I think, you know, like this year, you know, we, since the day one, I think, you know, we're doing a great, great job as a coaching staff. you know. And these guys know exactly what they're doing because, I give them, you know, the responsibility to, you know, to working on our, you know, man defense, and they're doing a great job so far. But if something happened, you know, like they say, the people started scoring on us, I'm gonna say, hey guys, what the heck, you know. But you know, they're great coaches. I'm really, really happy. I think, you know, like we have the right people over here to help me, you know, on this program. And and like I said, you know, they can influence, you know, our guys, and you know, they can, you know, teach them and show them a lot of experience, you know, for sure. And they're gonna grow, you know, being around, you know, these two guys over here.
Well, Coach, it's great to get you back in the studio. Coach Jones, same as well. I know we're going to talk to Coach Curtis Conde here relatively soon. But, guys, again, looking forward to a brand new season of basketball. Can't wait to see you guys at the gym, being on the at the scores table, sitting alongside you guys. It's always a great time. Thank you for making the time to join us.
Hey, thank you so much. You know, you're always a pleasure.
Hey, man, can't wait to see you in a suit, Jordan. Going down.
Yeah, we're going to go suit.
Yep, do a suit.
We're going to do suits.
Doing suits.
Hey, we had a lot of luck with pink ties.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
We had a lot of luck
with
pink ties.
Help us out, Jordan. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Jordan.
Always fun to get Coach Jones and Coach Vando in on the show. Fun, entertaining conversations. USU Eastern Basketball is going to tip off tomorrow at Snow College in Ephraim. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.